of defense somebody gets. Is that a certain system supposed to make it work? But I want us to just think about that, because over these 4 months, I think that's some things I know you and I have talked enough. Well, there's some issues where there's more common ground, to be honest with you, than I thought there would be when we first started talking.
I think you'd be amazed.
I have been.
Everybody would be amazed that my partner on that page, too. So, you know, we have an evil reputation, but we're really not that bad.
Well, I think it shows the case of dialogue. You know, Barry was saying at dinner last night, the issues that we're working with, due process issues, nationally with NRA among all people, who, you know, hey, if it works, if it'll move, you'd be amazed at the people that I've held hands with and who've held hands with me.
Do any of the other members want to say anything before we adjourn for lunch?
I'd like to end in what the Senator said as far as dollars are concerned. I've spent 6 of my 12 years on the House Appropriation Committee. I've never been one of the 4. But I know who you are, and I've got you when I need you.
I'm not there anymore.
Absolutely.
Just a quick minute.
But I'm going to tell you this. Being an appropriator, we've got a lot of people pulling on our coastline. As you know, Texas gets 80,000 new students every year. What about motor fuel and energy costs and property tax relief and $5.5 billion of the $10.5 Susan recommending in our rainy day fund, and we want to leave here broke. I mean, there's a jillion things. So as this begins to jockey, guys, if we wait, if we want to talk about regional DNA dollars, and we want to talk about maybe some state dollars going there, we've got to do it now, and we've got to get this up now, because you can't come here in January. Even with the governor's hat sometime, I mean, literally. And it's time to prime the pump on this. One more thing, Barbara, and also I'll be through. What I see here, and I'm going to get up to 40,000 feet on this here, and if that's all right with you, is somehow or other I've been tagged to carry nursing legislation in the last 3 sessions. And one of the things in the various bills that I've kind of shepherded through the Health Committee and other committees is things that deal with system errors. Something as simple as 2 vials of medicine, one would be harmful for a patient, one would be good for a patient, but one's not colored yellow and one colored green, so the nurse grabbing it and of course melding the LVN board with the board nurse examiners and so forth, system errors. And that's really what this is about. Best I can tell. That's really what this is about. It's system errors. What's happened out there and how do we get to those system errors? And you're the experts in the room. I'm not. I'm an East Texas country boy. But I said in the Senate the other day, I know the difference between right and wrong. And we can move this thing forward. We've got to accelerate it. We've got to accelerate this quickly and begin to flesh out the 3 or 4 things. We tell appropriation people that come with their hands out, you know, think of how we could put a dollar here to save $3 there. 427 years plus the 25 the guy in your county just was exonerated yesterday is 450 years behind bars. That's a lot of money. That's cost saving. Maybe a little money here to prevent that, plus the wreckage in lives. So this is huge. It's swimming. I think it's Holy Grail. Barbara, thank you for being bold and getting this thing together, and I really look forward to where we'll go.
Well, thank you. So we're going to let you all go find lunch in Austin. We'll come back at 1:30, and Barry will show us his eyewitness ID. Thank you.